Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll be here to do, you know, answer all your gardening questions. I know it's hard in New England right now. I know it's hard across the country right now. We've got a lost an hour, but, you know, New England especially, we just got more snow, light snow, cold rain, wind. I'll tell you, yesterday and overnight, just, wow. I just really want to know who made Mother Nature so angry to do this, because I'll tell you, you add that, the combination of having to lose an hour of sleep and all the crazy weather, yep, there's going to be some angry people out there today. I digress. It's we're only a week away from spring, so kind of get a little excited, wanting that to happen. So we'll do what we can to get to spring. But the weather, you know, going forward, we actually have a couple days in the next week with close to 60 degrees in the New England area, and it feels hard to believe right now. Just looking at the weather, 20 degrees, freezing, windy. I mean, it was so windy yesterday, a probably 50-foot pine tree fell in the neighbor's yard yesterday. Missed everything completely, but you heard the wind pick up, and all of a sudden, boom. It was pretty intense. It was almost like a little microburst, but obviously it wasn't. But that weather has just been so crazy. The amount of, you know, moisture, the amount of everything. You know, good thing for our plants, our lawn, our garden. You know, the water table is higher than normal at this time of year. More moisture in the soil is actually better for us for the long term. So that's a good thing, right? You know, we started off really pushing a lot of that weather, this weather pattern back in June, July of last year. It's kind of stuck with us, which has been nice for us, right? You know, the western part of the country, unfortunately, hasn't been getting the rain that they need. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, for where we are in New England, we're really starting to, that water table is pretty high. So we're doing all right with that. So we'll definitely be looking forward to the week. I mean, most of the week is actually going to be, we're looking at 50-degree temperatures during the afternoon hours, almost for the foreseeable future after today, which would be real nice. Start to feel a little bit of those temperatures. The sun's going to be out a little bit later, so you'll be able to get a little bit more work outside, you know, maybe after work or so. You know, the sun won't be going down about 4:30, 5 o'clock. It'll be going down about, you know, 6, 6:30 as time goes. You know, so we'll be able to spend some more time later in the day. So hopefully those temperatures stick around for a bit. But I'm seeing some warm temperatures, a warming trend, which is good for us, for gardeners, right? Means we can start getting ready. So let's definitely, let's get excited about it, because spring is 7 days away. And once spring hits, it feels like it just starts to, you know, everything speeds up. So enjoy it while we can. Enjoy the gardens. I do feel as though with those temperatures that we're looking at for the foreseeable future, you might start seeing some trees, some shrubs start to wake up a little bit. You know, you might start to see some forsythia out there starting to bloom. You know, that's a sign in New England, or in most of the areas, when it comes to crabgrass control, right? We always say, yeah, it is. It's the sign for crabgrass control, so we know exactly when crabgrass is going to, when we're going to need to put the product down. But, you know, that's the early sign, right? We got to look at some temperatures when it comes into the soil, into the ground, so that your grass, your lawn can actually absorb that fertilizer, etc. So, you know, don't let the warm temperatures start to fool you when you start to see the forsythia bloom and you say, oh, I got to put my crabgrass control down. I'm sure there's some out there that started to pop or are going to pop very quickly. We are still early for that. But yeah, the old style saying was when the forsythia bloom, that's when the crabgrass control needs to be put down. So, you know, definitely we're not there yet, but I do foresee with some of these warm temperatures, you start to see some of these plants start to open up and get ready. It'll be nice to see some of the rhododendrons in my area here that have just been, you know, frozen. You know, the leaves hanging down, those types, you know, curled leaves because of the cold temperatures. You know, just sitting there, and now they're going to be able to actually wake up a little bit, see the leaves actually show signs of life. So it'll be very good to see. So look forward to some of these warmer temperatures consistently versus just randomly. Hopefully those temperatures kind of stick around for a bit, right? I'm not looking for 70s, 80s. I'm just looking for cooler. You know, 50s, if we hit 60 here and there, I'm all in just to get this spring started, because we need the spring very soon. The amount of snow episodes, if you will, because it seems like it's just random days. I've had enough of it. So, but if you have some questions here, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got, obviously, plenty of time in the show as we're just getting started here. It's, you know, awfully dark, obviously. But it's, you know, that's what happens with daylight savings time. We lose an hour today, and in the fall, we gain an hour of sleep back. It's probably my favorite day of the year is when we fall back one extra hour of sleep. Not so much here. That's all right. We just got to keep on keeping on, get ready for this day. I know it's going to seem harder for a little bit waking up in the morning because of the dark. But on the other end, it's going to be amazing. Our plants are going to start realizing the hour. They're not going to know the hours, right? But the length of the days are getting longer. Our plants are starting to feel that. They're seeing the sun out for longer periods. They're getting, warmed up a little bit here and there. They are starting to become active. So definitely, we're feeling like spring is on the way here. We're almost there. Another week or so to finally hit that spring feeling, right? Start to think about what we can be doing in the garden. Hopefully we've been doing some of the things we've talked about, getting our tools ready, getting our mower ready, getting our, leaf blowers ready, all those things, right? Getting them started now. These might be things to, if you haven't thought of or you haven't really looked into, get the mower started. That might freak out some neighbors today. Take out the mower, bring it out to the, driveway, start the mower, while we still have a little bit of snow on the ground. Neighbors might think you're crazy, but we got to figure it out now before it gets too late where the shops get too busy if you need to get it fixed. Anyways, we're going to take a break here in a second, so give us a call at 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taking care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started here. So if you have any questions, call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out. But as I was going into the break, I was just starting to, you know, talk about getting things ready for spring, right? We tried to talk about them the past couple weeks, but it's been, you know, who's going to go out there and start the mower? Who's going to do these types of things? You know, we're getting closer to spring, which means if you have an issue with, you know, a mower, a leaf blower, a weed whacker, those types of things. You know, the line's going to start picking up because everybody's trying to use it. So this is something that, you know, take a look at now so that if you need to get it in for service, you're in the front of the line, not the back of the line. That's why we tend to try and look at all these things, say, all right, ready to go, perfect. Let's keep on keeping on. But if you're not, sometimes these things, once we get into the season, can take 3, 4, you know, 5, 6 weeks. Who knows? It takes a good amount of time sometimes to fix certain things, especially if there's a line. So definitely, you know, freak out the neighbors today. Walk out there. Bring it. Make sure it's right in the middle of the driveway so everybody sees you. Try starting the mower. Hopefully it starts for you so you don't look like a... like, you know, a little bit crazy, because you're probably saying something to that machine that you shouldn't. But, hey, you know, make the neighbors think about it, and then you never know. You could start a revolution, right? Everybody could be doing it. Anyways, but we got to get ready. We got to get those things done. It's hard to do today, right? It's just, it's going to be 37 degrees in the area. Still snow on the ground. I get it. But the warm weather is on its way. You can see it in that forecast. So hopefully we start to feel, you know, spring really hit us. you know, like I said, a week away. It'll hit midday. It usually hits like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's officially spring. But it's definitely going to be, it's definitely worth the wait. We've had a long enough winter where it just keeps snowing here and there. So let's get excited for it. Some other things to be doing: get the tools out, make sure they're all cleaned, ready to go, get them, cleaned up, sharpened, check on the wheelbarrow. Did it sit on the tire all winter, or did you flip it over? If it sat on the tire in one area, maybe it was outside, maybe it got too much water, who knows? Check on that too, because we know we're going to want to mix in some new compost, some new things to our gardens. We want to use that and be able to, instead of getting everything in, go to use the wheelbarrow and the wheel is flat. You got a flat tire, right? We don't want that too. So these are all things we're checking on at this point and saying, all right, I'm ready to go. Spring, you're here. I'm all in. So, getting ready, getting these things taken care of. Maybe it's, maybe you did it last fall into the winter like we talked about. So you're ready to go. And you're saying, all right, I'm good. Let's do it. I'd still check the mower, make sure that pulls, does all those things. You never know what can happen during the winter. For years, my father would always have an issue with the sit-down mower because mice would always get into the seat to create like a little home. Even though, for the longest time it was happening. And that little seat has a sensor, so it would always trip it off, those types of things. So, it's things to check into. But then, my father had found that mouse magic. That saved a lot of time on his part because it always got rid of the, kept the mice away. But I tell you, it was like a year after year thing. The seat would be eaten, the wires that would basically say that somebody was sitting on it so it could move were eaten. But these are things to be checking on, right? Just because we checked on it in the fall doesn't necessarily mean it is all set. So that's why we look into them. Spring is on the way. If you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have arrived in Warsaw to meet the U.S. ambassador to Poland. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut will also be meeting with U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne Division. President Biden has said if the U.S. ends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of a greater conflict.
If we respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation on NATO territory. Sacred obligation, Article 5.
A powerful late winter storm is leaving thousands in the dark along the East Coast. The storm's high winds and heavy snowfall have left more than 140,000 people without power Saturday. The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. Strong wind gusts and low visibility also caused a 70-vehicle pileup in central Pennsylvania Saturday, injuring multiple people. This is USA Radio News. As many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil in what a U.S. defense official and an Iraqi official said was a strike launched from neighboring Iran. The Kurdish Interior Ministry says the attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. So far, there has been no official claim of responsibility. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning there could be another year of high inflation. The latest data from the Labor Department shows consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January of 1982. It's the end of an era as Joe Buck is reportedly leaving Fox for ESPN. The New York Post is reporting Buck will join his longtime broadcast partner Troy Aikman in the booth at ESPN for Monday Night Football, leaving Fox after almost 30 years. ESPN is expected to give him a five-year deal worth up to $75 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time on the show today for any of your questions. Karen from Natural Alternative is actually going to be joining us a little bit earlier today at 7:30 so that we can get some more information out to you, really start talking about the fertilization program they have, inhibitor, few other things, right? It'll be nice to not have to be mentioning ice melt when we talk with Karen, because it seems like, for a couple months, that's what we do. You gotta get ready for those times. But she's going to be with us at 7:30 today, so about an hour from now. Now, I do have a call on this morning, so we're going to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Evelyn is in New Hampshire.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you
today? Good
morning.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Okay. Oh, yes. I'm seeking your opinion.
Okay.
I have a hyacinth bulb that I purchased blooming, before Valentine's Day, so it bloomed. The flower has withered. I cut it off yesterday, and I kept on changing the water because you know how it comes.
Yep.
In water in that special vase for bulbs. When you purchase them that way, you can.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way I purchased it. So I kept on changing the water so it wouldn't get slimy. And I thought about how what I do with my daffodils outside, because I haven't grown tulips in many years because the rodents always get to them, but they don't get to my, they don't care for the daffodil bulbs. But anyway, yesterday when I checked it, because it got ahead of me. It was a couple of days when I didn't change the water. The bulb I noticed was very slimy. I took it out. I washed it. I filled a bowl with vinegar and water and a little baking soda. I put the whole bulb, which of course has the leaves left because I left the leaves like I do the daffodils out in my yard every year. I left the leaves because I know that it has, the energy has to return to the bowl. But because it was slimy, you know, I wanted to try to save it, so that's why I put it in the vinegar and baking soda solution with water just for a couple of minutes, swished it around. Some of the outside brown came off of the peeling off the bulb came off, but otherwise it looks pretty good. It was just, you know, like a little slimy, like I said, and it did have an odor. So what I did was I had some good potting soil. I put it in the potting soil. But I didn't feed it with anything yet or do anything else. So my first question is, did I do the right thing? Should I have done something else? It's right here in front of me. I can take it out and do something else to it. But I'd really like to save it and have it bloom again. So my question is, what I have on my lap here is what I had in my basement. I do have triple phosphate fertilizer. I have a fertilizer called Super Thrive Organic. Now, the triple phosphate is from Espoma.
Yep.
The Super Thrive is organic, Omri listed. And I also have in front of me from last year, Sea Green Kelp Extract. So,
okay.
My question to you, Patrick, is, did I do the right thing? Should I be doing something else to that bulb so it'll survive? And these are what I have to fertilize it with. And what do you suggest for that? And that's my first question, so I'll let you go ahead and give me your best shot at that.
All right. So with a hyacinth like that that you've had indoors, once it's done flowering, obviously, you kind of let the like you said, let the leaves die back off naturally, and then once they start to get to that brown color, you can cut them back. Because what they're doing is they're putting their energy back into the bulb, as you said. You know, at this point, what you can do, you could use a, you know, an indoor fertilizer. Out of the ones that you have, it might be the Thrive, the Super Thrive, be the easiest to use on it, because we don't want to have a heavy fertilizer. All we're trying to do with this is bring some energy that the plant is losing and bring it back into the bulb. Okay. So that's the idea behind it. So there's that, and then from once the time comes, once it's kind of done its thing, you know, once it's stored its energy, there's nothing that's going to be really there for a while. You know, it could be something that it could take some months before it starts to pop up some more shoots, and basically getting it a little bit bigger than the previous year. The other thing is, on some of these, some of the hyacinths that are forced early don't necessarily always come back, okay? So what the process sometimes is once they're done flowering, we let, you know, give them a little bit of the fertilizer so they can and get that energy back. Then we actually store the bulb until fall, because now we're trying to get it to get into the pattern of blooming in the spring, right? a hyacinth bulb, and most of your spring, and not most, all your spring flowering bulbs need to have that winter period, that overwintering period where they go dormant. They build up the energy so that when spring hits, they can push everything through. And that happens in our area by, you know, being planted outside in the fall. They get hit by a cold snap. They get, you know, frozen, really. And then they come up in the spring. So that's part of it. The process of cleaning the bulb like you have, you know, getting rid of the slime, getting rid of all of that is fine. What I would personally do with what you have is probably I wouldn't feed anything because it's not in, it's looking to go dormant for the season. But, you know, if it's still got some leaves, still pushing some things, it can't hurt you. This hyacinth bulb sometimes isn't one that will come back year after year. So it is something to kind of just say, you know what, I'm going to try this. If this mm-hmm. doesn't work, it's a bulb that I could, you know, replace easily. But I get the idea of wanting to keep something going, you know, for, you know, and just continue with it after it's there. So I understand that.
Okay. Now the leaves look extremely healthy now.
Okay.
And, I'm pulling with my fingers some of the soil away because it just occurred to me that I remembered that when you plant hyacinth bulbs, well, you're supposed to leave some of the bulb exposed at the top, and I realized I put the soil all the way up to the, you know, to the top of it. So I'm pulling a little bit of out of the way
That's definitely something to do that'll help. It wants to be a little bit above the ground right now, especially being indoors, whereas if it was outside, you'd be looking to have it obviously, you know, covered. But at this point in time, you know, I think since it is still green, you know, you might as well just keep trying to keep it going.
I have been exposing it like I have my other plants. I still have my Christmas poinsettia here. I have been exposing it to a grow light, you know, during the daylight hours.
Yep.
Now, I do have several other tulip bulbs, this one hyacinth, and I have many, many tulip bulbs that I had forced, and there are many in each pot. This one, I just gave a great big, it's clay pot better. That's what I had available. It's
clay like pot is fine. It'll hold some moisture in there.
Pot, so I gave it plenty of soil. Is a clay pot okay?
Or clay pot's fine. It's definitely fine.
Yeah, and I will keep this damp, right? Not let it dry out completely and then water it again.
Yes, you don't want it to completely dry out, but at the same time, you don't want to overwater it. That
yeah,
sometimes
I'm not doing
is
that.
What. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what about what was I going to say? Oh, should I be watering it from the bottom, like soak it thoroughly, or just water it from the top of it?
Well, if it's in soil, so you know, just water it from the soil level, and keep doing what you're doing that way. You don't want water to sit there. Right, that's the only thing you don't want to do. You don't want water sitting in a pool when it comes to the, you know, those tulip bulbs that you have now.
Right. Okay. Now, thank you for that. And now about what you mentioned about I realize about the bulbs having to overwinter, because when I was a Girl Scout leader, I used to force bulbs with my Girl Scouts, and we used to put them in the school refrigerator. But that was the bulbs themselves. That was a one-time thing I would do with the girls. I would buy the new, you know, the bulbs, and then what did I do? I bought the bulbs and I potted them up with them, and then I would put them in the refrigerator and then pull them out when spring, you know, when it got warmer. That's yep. what I used to do. But that was starting with a beautiful, fresh bulb that I purchased at the store. So this is one. So all of these that I have here, I purchased in pots, you know, for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
You know, similar to the hyacinth. But these, instead of being in water, of course, were in pots. So as I'm looking at them now, they're looking, you know, they're unlike the hyacinth that the leaves still look absolutely gorgeous when I cut off the blossom. These I cut off the blossom after they all dried off. But the leaves are looking, you know, they're starting to turn. They're a very, very pale green. They don't look so good right now. So I'd like to try repotting these. So would you suggest a similar type thing?
Definitely.
And also on this hyacinth, did you say I should refrigerate it after when the leaves start? Or the hyacinth, they won't start to wither now, will they?
Not at this point.
No, so you should refrigerate this whole pot now?
I wouldn't refrigerate it at this point. I do have to take a break, so we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Evelyn in regards to some of the, some of her bulbs that she has and is looking to just keep on with them. And hope that we can use them continuously, right? And that's where we're kind of at this point. The tulip bulbs don't have a lot of great leaves compared to the hyacinths. So those tulip bulbs are kind of at the point where they're saying, all right, it's time for me to take a little rest. So we started to discuss a little bit she had previously, in years prior, had put tulips into a refrigerator to give them that cool feel. I mean, you can be doing that if you're looking to force those bulbs again. If that's what you're trying to do when it comes to, forcing them for the fall or for the spring, or early spring, That's a good thing to do. Give them that cold period. Put them in a refrigerator. Put them in something cold to get them to have that overwintering period because we need to almost trick the bulb into realizing, it's time to be dormant. So that's part of the process. I'd also be looking at it and saying, all right, well, if a tulip was outside early spring, and say it was the right time for it to be flowering outside, what happens next? It has the summer. It brings back all of its nutrients, does all those things. Then it goes through the winter, starts back up. So you need to look at it and say, which way do you want to go? Do you want to force it for later on in the season? Then you put it in the refrigerator. If you don't, leave it in the pot, leave it in the ground, let it do its thing for the summer season.
And then fertilize it, Patrick?
I wouldn't fertilize it at this point. I'd kind of let it be. Let it get its nutrients from the soil. It's going to go into dormancy anyways. So I think you're going to be fine. It's taking all the nutrients it can at this point.
I don't quite understand. If you could clarify for me, please. The way these tulips are planted, there are so many in one pot. I didn't know if I should repot them because, let's see, like, you know, I've got one, two, three, four, five. It looks like there are five per pot, four or five per pot. Most of them have one, two. Yeah, there are five per pot, and they're looking really, you know, they're dying back, of course, like they would if they were in the ground. So if these were outside, I would just leave them alone and probably, let's see, and usually, you know, I don't remember. I would, like, fertilize them, you know, midsummer or something, let them die back, leave them alone, let them do their thing.
Yep.
And if they were outside, but so now they're in these pots, and they do look, you know, they're planted very close together. When I used to plant them outside, they wouldn't be so close together until they started multiplying and spreading. But now in this case, you suggest I repot these tulips and let them die back, like I heard you, like you said, and then towards midsummer or should I fertilize them again? See, I'm just not sure how to get them to the point where they look healthy and have grown during the summer, because like the ones I would buy at the garden center, I mean, they were big and beautiful and dry. And now you said something about, you know, drying them. So I'd like to know how I would bring them to the, you know, is that another way to do this? Is, you know, once they die back, fertilize them perhaps? You tell me, how would I get them to the point if I wanted to dry them, if they got healthy and big enough during the summer with fertilizing them? And then wouldn't I fertilize them with some type of specific fertilizer for bulbs, bone meal, or what's the other thing? So I'm throwing lots of questions at you, and I realize I'm still half asleep because I didn't sleep so well last night.
Yeah,
but
it's all
funky. But yeah, can you tell me about the two possibilities, the two ways,
yep,
I have of doing this?
So I gotta hit a break here. So on the other side, when we get back at the 7 o'clock hour, we can do that. We're gonna take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.